Hey guys, I have a crazy prediction that hit me the other night, and I'm gonna just go ahead and put it out there because I feel pretty darn strongly about it. So I'm gonna put it out there, but first, let's cue that awesome intro. Isn't it a pretty awesome intro? Yeah, let's cue it. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, so there's been one platform in particular that lately I have been geeking out on. And I feel like that's almost an understatement. There is one platform that I personally believe is completely underrated, incredibly powerful. It is like a turbo jet engine that you can strap on the back of pretty much any business. And we have been working on a proprietary system in our agency for how to use it to its fullest. And I personally believe that this platform can organically be, you know, at least for the next couple years, even more powerful than Facebook. Ready to hear what it is?
In 1 mile, continue on to WI-64.
First, we had to take that little sponsored break by Siri as she gives me directions. Okay, so I personally believe that that platform is none other than Pinterest. And I've been feeling this way for a while. And it's really crazy because the other day I logged into my Pinterest account, and I'll be honest, I don't do much with Pinterest, but we've been working on this system in our agency. We brought on Felicia, who's been an amazing intern, especially since she came on right before our road trip, right before conferences, right as I was sick. It was like, I'm sorry, I don't have a ton of direction. I will in about a week. She's been hanging on, and she's about to have her world absolutely rocked with this incredible system for Pinterest. So we've been working on it, mapping it out, building it out, and starting to implement it for our clients. And
we're continue on to WI-64.
We're seeing crazy results. And so I logged into my Facebook the other day. Now, keep in mind, I have done nothing with Pinterest for at least 6 months. I think it's actually been like 8 months. And I discovered that
for 23 miles, continue on WI-64.
For 23 miles, continue on the highway. That means we've got a long drive and a perfect time to record a ton of awesome podcasts for you guys. Okay, so this platform on Pinterest, I look at my account the other day, and keep in mind, people sometimes assume that because I'm the queen of social media, it means that all my social media is always on point, and that is not the case. It means that I'm effectively using it. It doesn't mean I'm caring as much about vanity metrics. It doesn't mean that I'm always perfectly optimizing all of my own profiles. I usually focus on certain platforms. We do a lot of research on it, and then we implement it for our clients. And our clients' work that we do is ultimately getting them closer to their goals. So someone might look at my account or one of my clients' accounts and be like, I don't understand why you do this. And it's like, it's okay. You don't have to understand. We're getting our goal achieved with this. So I wanted to share with you guys though, I looked at my stats on my Pinterest profile and realized that every month I have between 20 and 40,000 people viewing my Pinterest profile with no work. I've done nothing. Like not even, I don't even think I've hardly logged in over the last 8 months. And I was like, that is insane. I'm getting hundreds and thousands of link clicks, repins, and then obviously five figures worth of people viewing my profile. And that is with that's not even trying. Crazy, right? So the other night I'm laying in bed and I was thinking about it, and we're seeing similar results happening for our clients. Like one of our clients, their Pinterest profile shot up to 25,000 views in the first month, and that was just with light Pinterest work. And I realized, I think Pinterest is this massive underdog. Now, I don't think that Pinterest is ever going to take over Facebook, but I think Pinterest is quite possibly the most powerful and under-leveraged platform out of all of them. And I've been working on this incredible system. I'm so excited. We're deploying it for our clients. We're about to deploy it for me as well. And I'm going to report back with what we find. But even just the first couple of days of implementing this system, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is groundbreaking, insane. Pinterest is it, you guys. Like, Pinterest is where it's at. It doesn't matter if you're a physical product company, doesn't matter if you're a blogger, doesn't matter if you're a coach. You need to be using Pinterest. So I had to share that because I'm so passionate about this. And I just had this aha that it was like, Pinterest. Yeah. So I had to share that with you. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast episode. I will see you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye. Oh,